Welcome to the United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is the show that brings you 26 different stories around Southwest Michigan in 26 weeks, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Want to know more about the work of the United Way? Visit uwsm.org.
Welcome to United Way's 26 at 6. Tonight we'll be talking about United Way Days of Action. My first guest to join me tonight is Julie Laurent, Volunteer Engagement Manager with United Way of Southwest Michigan. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Nice Great. To have you here.
Thank you for having me.
So I like to start our segments with a little bit of our guests telling our audience who they are. So I know you love to talk about yourself.
I'm so excited about
it. But I think it's important for people to understand, you know, how we get into this work. So what is kind of your path? What got you to where you are today? And you don't have to go in every nook and cranny, but, you know.
So we only have an hour, right?
You only have 10 minutes.
No, I've lived in the area for about 20 years, almost 20 years, and started out writing for the South Bend Tribune, the community section. That's how I kind of got to know everybody and, you know, everything that happens around here. I started my own company in 2008 to work with nonprofits during the economic downturn, doing small contracts, doing fundraising and PR for them because they, you know, nonprofits couldn't afford that for
capacity.
A little while. Yeah. And then moved into a director of development position with a local nonprofit. And till 3 years ago, I got my dream job and was hired at United Way.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say. So what is your dream job at United Way? Well, what is your job today? let's talk about that. What are you doing at United Way today?
I am the Volunteer Engagement Manager.
And what is that?
I basically work with individuals, corporations, and funded partners and local charities, just putting everybody together, people who have time and the willingness to give that time. I put them with the people who can use it.
So what is your favorite volunteer experience?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Or memory.
So last February, remember how nobody would call a snow day, even though we kept getting so much snow? And all of us that have kids in school were like, oh gosh, we just want one snow day. Well, they finally called one in February. It was like a blizzard day. And all the volunteers for the Feeding America food truck that we were doing out at the church across from Signature Automotive,
right,
our Center for Better Living,
yes,
all the volunteers were calling out because their kids were home from school. So next thing I know, I went from 25 people to 2. So I put a post on Facebook. Hey, anybody who feels like braving the cold, we still have a food truck and a lot of people who need to eat, you know, because the weather doesn't wait. And I'm sure all these people would have rather have gone to Martin's, but they couldn't afford it. They needed food for their families. 20 people showed up and came out in you know, just bundled up, and we had the best day. Like, the people that were getting food came, and all of us that were handing out food, we were all just out there in the cold together, and it was probably the warmest day of my life.
So that gets you excited about the work that you do on a regular basis.
It does.
So before we get into a little bit more into the show, what is Days of Action?
Days of Action are when people from our community come together to establish and create a common result. So, you know, everybody coming together to tackle one issue or one problem and work together as a big, one big massive team to make something happen.
And one of those days of action was Rake a Difference.
Yes.
What was Rake a Difference?
We just had our 8th annual Rake a Difference, a day of action for seniors. It's when United Way kind of pulls together everybody in the community to go and rake leaves and clean gutters for all of our area seniors in Berrien and Cass County.
So how many volunteers did we have for that?
Oh, goodness, 720.
And so they were matched with seniors.
Uh-huh.
And how many seniors' homes did they visit?
About 240 seniors
and
served.
Is that up from where it was in previous years, or are we about
this? It is. We've raised every year. So last year we had almost 700 volunteers, so we're up again this year. And we were able to get all of our seniors that were waitlisted, and thanks to UPS making the process very efficient this year. Next year, I think we're going to be able to do 300 seniors a week. I can get 800 volunteers. I think the 9th annual is going to be the biggest.
So UPS kind of helped lifted it to be a little bit more high tech for you to make those matches and build the capacity for us.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
That we could be more efficient. Why is this event on a yearly basis so important?
Our area seniors, you know, I got to quote Arden Pridgen when he's like, you know, don't send me any volunteers. I can rake my own lawn. And his wife made him get it for years, made him get the raking services. A lot of seniors think they can do it. And you know what? I probably will be in that position because I'm not going to go down without a fight. So, like, a lot of them want to get out there and do it themselves. But it's really, it's dangerous to get on those ladders and clean the gutters. But if they don't get clean, water pours down the side, causes damage. If they don't get the leaves raked, there can be mold growing that gets into the house. And so it has to get done. And a lot of them just are not physically able.
We'll come back and finish up our segment. But if you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6. And I am talking with Julie Laurent from United Way of Southwest Michigan. So, Julie, let's shift to Operation Thanksgiving. I think that's a new event for United Way.
Yes.
What is it?
Operation Thanksgiving is part of National Family Volunteer Day. In the volunteer department, we get a lot of people who want to volunteer with their families and make a difference. And during the holidays, there's a lot of families out there in need. And so Meyer has just been amazing. They stepped right up to the plate and said, what do you need? They are donating all of the food and volunteers, not all the volunteers, but quite a few, for 150 families to receive Thanksgiving to-go kits. And these kits will have everything that they need to make a Thanksgiving dinner for their families.
So what are some of those things?
A 10-pound turkey with a roasting pan, ham if they want it, an apple pie, which was nice. They threw that in, mashed potatoes, gravy, cranberry, green beans, everything that they need to just sit with their family and enjoy a Thanksgiving dinner.
So you just kind of started to answer my kind of next question. Why is this event important? And
right. Well, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about the Feeding America food truck, right? And when you are working out on that food truck and like all of us inside of the building in United Way, we see how big of an issue food insecurity is and how many people just don't have access to food in general. We have so much to give as a society, and the people that are going to be coming to get these meals, they couldn't have afforded it. They would have sat at home on Thursday while we all maybe take a little bit for granted that we have the extra funds to buy a turkey and buy these items. That money, they're choosing between Thanksgiving dinner or their heating bill. So for these families, they don't have to make that choice. They could sit in their house where they just paid the heating bill and have a Thanksgiving meal and just be and be with everyone they love.
So Elizabeth Andrew once said, volunteers do not necessarily have the time, they just have the heart. What do volunteers mean to United Way of Southwest Michigan?
Everything.
You know, can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Volunteers, you know, nonprofits, you know, we talk about overhead and the money that we put out into the community. And, you know, United Way and all of our nonprofits in the area, we want to put as much money back into the services we provide as we can. When volunteers come in, that's what they help us do. We don't have big staffs because, you know, we want to, like I said, put more money out there. So when we have volunteers, it helps us keep those dollars going out into the community, and they help us do the work that we just maybe not don't have the capacity to do.
So when you started in this role, this was a fairly new role for United Way. Mm-hmm. How many volunteers have you impacted or have we impacted over the last year or so? Do you know that number?
It's got to be almost thousands at this point, because, you know, when we kicked off our volunteer services at the beginning of this year, it started right away with 600 people raising their hand and wanting to come out and help during the flood. And we've had School Supply Spectacular, of course, Day of Action for Seniors. And then all of our local corporations, we've done a lot of volunteer work with them, with Whirlpool, United Federal, Honor Credit Union, Gas Manufacturing. So we've actually probably had thousands of hours, you know, that we wouldn't have had before.
Julie, why is this work so important to you?
It's the fulcrum. Volunteerism is the fulcrum between your donations and the work that we do. And if you don't get in there and see where it balances, where it all meets, then, you know, it makes it more important when you just are face to face with the need and you're a part of solving it.
You do a great job.
Thank you.
So how can people get information on volunteering in our community with United Way, with companies, with whatever? How do they get that information?
Two ways. Either come to our website, uwsn.org/volunteer, or you can just call me if you want to set up a corporate opportunity at 932-3566.
And it's open to anyone that wants to volunteer?
Yes.
Our communities, anyone?
Yes, we'll take everybody.
So I want to thank you, Julie Laurent from United Way of Southwest Michigan, for joining us. And when we return, we'll be continuing our conversation on Operation Thanksgiving with some of our friends from Meijer. So don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to the show. I'm excited to welcome Rob Vassar and Kathy Cooper from Meijer. Rob Vassar's in the studio with us, and Kathy Cooper will be joining us on the phone from the corporate office in Grand Rapids. What I like to do at the beginning of the segment is to get our audience a little bit more acclimated to who's on the phone, or who's on the segment with us. So, Rob, can you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are, what's your role at Meijer, kind of a little bit of your backstory.
Well, okay. Well, thank you, Anna. My name is Rob Vassar. I'm the store director at the Stevensville Meijer, right here locally. I started with Meijer in 1980. I actually opened the Benton Harbor store as a produce team member. Many 2 days after I graduated high school.
I was going to say, you must have been only like 18.
I was very young. 2 days after I graduated high school, Bangor High School, I was interviewed and hired by Meijer. And then I joined the Navy shortly after that. And I served 6 years in the United States Navy. I was a religious program specialist.
Well, thank you for your service.
Well, it was an honor. It was an honor for me. It was a great opportunity. And then after my 6 years, I came back to Meijer, back to Benton Harbor as a team member, and I quickly advanced to the ranks, and I worked myself from a team member to a store director in 7 years.
Wow.
And I actually have run a Meijer store in every state that we operate except for Wisconsin.
Wow. That's exciting.
So it's like a full circle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm back home. I grew up in the Hartford area, family farm, still there, and the last 7 years have been absolutely wonderful. The community here is so welcoming and made me feel so valued, and I'm glad I'm back home.
Well, we're excited that you are back home. You're not only because you're leading the Meijer in Stevensville, but you're also a volunteer for United Way. So we appreciate you and your time. Kathy, you're on the phone with us. So tell us a little bit about who you are, what your role is at Meijer, kind of the same thing, you know, what's your backstory?
Well, first of all, thanks for having Rob and I today. But my background is I've been with Meijer for many, many years, and Rob and I can probably give you a whole long history of the company and what we've seen and what we've done. But my role for Meijer is community partnerships and giving. And what that means is anything that we do out in the community comes out of my area. So we are there to support Rob and what he wants to do in the community to support the community that we serve. And I've been with Meijer for over 30 years. Started out in what we had back then was a specialty store called Sagebrush.
Okay. Yeah.
And moved into the corporate office and actually developed our partnerships programs. I've worked in foods marketing, finance marketing, business development, and currently my role is for-profit and non-for-profit partnership within all of the six states that Meijer is located in. So
here's, I always try to find a connect with my guests and in sometimes in my real life. My husband actually worked for Meijer in Grand Rapids on Alpine.
Yeah.
He started out as a, well, he his role there was a cart pusher. Is that what they're called? Cart pushers?
Utility clerk.
Yeah. And,
what are they called, Rob?
Utility clerks today.
Okay. I don't think that's what they were, but and a bagger. I mean, he was a bagger. And his best friend, who was in our wedding, actually worked in corporate in finance for a number of years. So we, and a lot of my husband's friends, that's how he met a lot of them, were through Meijer. So it's kind of like, so we go to the Meijer today and he always wants to bag everyone's groceries. So I got to keep him, you know, contained.
Well, you can bring him a little more often then.
Okay, there you go. There you go. So Kathy, I just want to put a little clarity to this. You say community partnerships and in giving, is that, would that be similar to corporate social responsibility role at some companies?
Well, I think everybody kind of labels that differently.
Right.
But in a nutshell, it's really any place that Meijer supports community. It can be K-12 schools. It can be the Detroit Tigers, the Detroit Lions.
Oh, I love
that.
It can
be United Way,
okay, yep.
American Heart Association, any kind of for-profit or not-for-profit partnership where you see Meijer out there, that's us.
Well, that's awesome. I love that, and I'm so thankful that you're on the phone and chatting with us. We're going to come back in just a moment and ask a couple more questions. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6. We're talking with Rob Vassar and Kathy Cooper from Meijer. Rob, I want to come back to you quickly and talk about the event that is coming up in partnership with United Way of Southwest Michigan, and it's Operation Thanksgiving. And why did you say yes to Julie when she called you and wanted you to get involved?
Well, it was actually a no-brainer, quite honestly. When she called and she explained what it was about, it is something that we like to be involved in as a company, and certainly locally here with the Benton Harbor and the Stevensville store, and that is feeding people that are in need. We are a supermarket, a full-line supermarket. We consider ourselves a supermarket, and part of that responsibility is giving back to the community and feeding the hungry.
So Operation Thanksgiving is on November 17th. It is National Family Volunteer Day. It's the first time that we're doing this, so we're excited that you're partnering with us. We'll have you back on after the event so we can talk about it again. I want to switch back to Kathy for a moment and talk a little bit about the family and the history of giving and how generous the Meijer family is. Can you talk a little bit about why it's so important to the Meijer family to be a part of the communities in which they're in?
Well, you know, it really starts with back with Fred Meijer and the whole Meijer family. And it is really ingrained in our culture that we want to support the communities that we serve. I mean, it's all about the people that shop us, our team members that work and live in these communities, and it's so important to Meijer to be able to do that. So, you know, that's why every year we support communities with 6% of our net profits. It goes back to Meijer communities across the six states, and, you know, this is one of the ways, one of the many, many ways that we help, and holiday is a huge time for us. There are so many families in need. That is at the forefront of what we do, feeding the hungry, helping them with holidays, helping them with gift giving, and it's at the core of us as a company and at the core of the Meijer family.
Well, and so I want to ask both of you this question. Rob, why are events like this so important to you personally?
Well, I have to tell you, giving back to the community is important, not only for the company, but for each, not just me, but all the team members, because we are so excited. We have so many people that wanted to volunteer to come out and to help put these dinners together for needy families in our community. And it touches your heart. And I think that's really what it's all about. Life is all about is how we touch our hearts.
Kathy, why are these events so important to you personally?
you know what? It's not just about selling product in a store and running the business. For me personally, one of the biggest reasons I enjoy my role here at Meijer is because it's about helping people. And it's about helping people with real needs and communities with real needs and organizations with real needs. And, you know, it's all about doing great things for people. And at this point in my career, that's a wonderful thing to be involved in and a wonderful feeling to have is to know that you're helping people and you're doing the right thing.
Well, I appreciate both of you for the work that you do. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us and talking about the giving of the Meijer family. Rob, thank you for joining us and talking about the local work that you do and the partnership that we'll have on November 17th for Operation Thanksgiving. I want to thank both Rob Vassar and Kathy Cooper from Meijer for joining us tonight. And when we return, I'll be sharing my experience from Rake a Difference last week, where I had a chance to brave a chilly weather and speak to some wonderful Rake a Difference volunteers. Some great conversations that you don't want to miss, so stay with us.
Six at Six, United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to the show. I'm excited to be taking our show outdoors to highlight the work being done through Rake a Difference, a day of action for seniors. This is our 8th annual event, and it's grown each and every year. This year, we have 723 volunteers serving 240 senior citizens. These volunteers are raking leaves and cleaning gutters for senior citizens that need help with this service. I am joined by one of our volunteers for this event, Max Nauman. Welcome, Max.
Thank you.
So before we get into, I have a few questions for you, but I'd like to get to know who our guests are, and I think our audience likes to get to know who they are. So what's your backstory? Where'd you come from?
I am a resident of Stevensville. Been here in Bering County all my life, except for 2 years when I was in Europe in the service. Okay. And that was back in the late 60s. And I am a member of the Post 568 Legion, okay. A volunteer over there, which I do a lot of work over there for the Legion. And I like doing this kind of work. It's nice to be outside.
It's nice. It is, and it's going to get cold. We're going to have snow soon, right?
That could very well be.
What branch of service?
In the Army.
And how long did you serve?
I was in for 2 years.
Okay. And you said you were in Europe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so tell our audience what you and your team are doing here at this home today. Paint them a picture of what's going on.
We are raking leaves. We're in Glen Eyre Trailer Park, or Mobile Home Park, as they call it. We're raking leaves for two units in here. And there's a lot of leaves. And fortunately for us, the park has come around and said that we could pile the leaves by the curb. We don't have to bag them like we have in the past, which is going to make it a lot easier for us, which that's all part of it, you know.
Well, and it does, because this, I'm looking at it right now, and I'm looking at the amount of leaves, and you could have a big pile that you could jump in. That would be fun. But that would take a lot of bags.
Right.
So, doing this type of work isn't easy. But it's important. Tell our listeners why this work is so important.
Well, you know, myself being a senior also, you know, I like to help people do things, you know. And I got involved with them last year, and it's rewarding to me, it's very rewarding to be able to go out and help others. I may be in this position one day, too, you know, where I need United Way to come and help me, you know. Uh-huh. So, you know, but it's very rewarding to do this kind of work for people. You don't know the people, but still, that's okay.
So you don't expect anything in return,
Not a thing.
So you mentioned that you're involved in your American Legion.
Yes.
Is that correct? What kind of volunteer experiences or work do you do through that?
I do an awful lot of work at the Legion. I am in charge of the burgers, burger night.
And
also the steak fry night.
Oh, we're going.
Where I get all my people together, or all the people together, the volunteers that help, you know, in the kitchen, the ladies taking care of stuff in the morning, the prep crew and so forth like that. But it's something that I didn't know what I was getting into, but I'm making it. And the people are good people to work with, for the most part.
So have you volunteered throughout your life, or is this more of a later in life thing?
Basically, since I retired.
And how long have you been retired?
I retired in 05. And then I worked part-time here and there and so forth like that. But, you know, then when I got involved in the Legion, that's when I started doing a lot of extra volunteer work and so forth like that.
And what kind of work did you retire from again?
I worked at gas manufacturing in Benton Harbor and Bridgman, you know, as a machinist.
And gas is a great partner with United Way, so thank you for that as well. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way's 26 at 6, and I'm taking you behind the scenes of Rake a Difference 2018, a day of action for seniors where volunteers in our community rake leaves and clean gutters for senior citizens in Berrien and Cass County. I am speaking with a tremendous volunteer, Max Nauman. And, you know, so Max, I'm curious, you know, you have worked a long time. You were in the service. Did either of those things shape who you are and why you consider volunteering now as you retired?
As a farm kid, you learn how to work. You don't have everything given to you. We had to work when I was in high school, you know, on the farm, you know, with my aunt and uncle, you know, and so forth like that. And it's just the way I am. It's just the way I am.
You're just wired that way.
Sort of.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, if someone's listening to this show and they're a senior, what would you tell them to, if they're kind of wondering if they should call and get involved or whether they should volunteer or be a senior that we need to rake their leaves, what would you tell them?
You know, if you feel good to where you can get outside and you need some exercise and so forth like this, it's going to be hard work. But at the end of the day, it's very rewarding for what you've done, you know. And, you know, if like I said, if you feel halfway decent to where you can get out and raking or whatever, you know, I know they've got some crews that are going around cleaning gutters. I don't get up on the ladder myself.
Yeah, me either.
But if you would like to do this kind of work, I'm sure there's lots of organizations around, and United Way is a good one to get involved with.
What about to a senior that's thinking, hey, I'm kind of at that age, I need a little bit of help? Well, how would you encourage them to make that call?
Don't be a couch potato. Don't be a couch potato. You know, that's all I can say. You know, I've never been one. I don't want to be one. That's why I'm out here doing what I'm doing, so that I don't turn into one.
So, Max, this is the first stop of your day. There are so many leaves here that it's going to be amazing to see what the rest of your houses are like. How many more stops do you have?
As I understand, we've got 4 different places that we're going to go to.
And those are all in Stevensville?
Stevensville area. Last year, we did end up over in Benton Harbor because they were short some people over there, and we were over there for our last stop. But as far as I know, we're staying right here in the Stevensville area. I don't know. I'm just one that comes along to help.
And do you know how many people are on your team right now? I don't see any of them. Did they leave you?
I think they're out around the back of these other, behind these houses, because you see them dragging leaves up here and dumping them. So I don't know. I think there's about a half a dozen of us, 4 or 5, maybe 6.
And you said you are retired from Gast. Is there anybody else from Gast on this team?
No. Oh. These are all strange people to me. You know.
Well, some of them are my.
And I don't know if that's Charlotte. That's Charlotte and, yeah. And her mom, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was on their team last year, so, you know, I know them, but the others I don't know.
Well, Charlotte works for me, so she can't be too much of a stranger. So, and she's giving me the kind of the evil eye right now.
She's keeping track of what we're doing and what we're saying.
So, Max, I want to thank you for your time, your service, not just to United Way, but to our country. Thank you for stepping up and being part of the team today. I think you've got your hands full with all the leaves. Any last parting words that you have?
You know, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, and like I said before, you know, you get it does me, a good feeling to do this because I'm helping other people out, and I like to help other people out.
Well, I have a good feeling because you have a good feeling, so I appreciate you. Thank you, Max Nauman, for joining us and volunteering your time for Rake of Difference. So, Max, I know being a veteran, being part of the Legion, you do certain things in the community. Can you give us an example of one of those, just a little story that you might have?
Our Legion, the Post 568 Auxiliary, for years, for Veterans Day, they make up fruit baskets that they deliver to veterans at their homes or in nursing homes. We did that this past Wednesday. And believe me, when you go into these nursing homes and you present these veterans with a basket and they sit there and they start crying, or if their spouse is with them and they start crying, it gets you. It gets each and every one of us that we're doing that. There's four of us that go, three of the ladies from the auxiliary and myself. And it makes you feel good, really good, when you get done at the end of the day. But when you walk out of those facilities, you're
speechless. Your heart
yes.
is tugging.
Yes, yes. It's very, but like I said, it's very, very rewarding to do this. And I got involved with the ladies to do that, and I'll go with them every year to do it. I just appreciate doing it.
Well, you, again, have tugged my heart, and I so appreciate you and the work that you do as a veteran, as a human. I appreciate you, and you're just a big, huggable guy. So there you go. Thank you, Max Nauman, for taking the time out of your Rake a Difference and talking with us. Thanks. So we have all of our staff are involved in Rake a Difference. It's important for us to be out in the community as well. Again, I want to thank Max Nauman for joining us and for volunteering his time to Rake a Difference. When we return, we'll hear more on Rake a Difference 2018, a day of action for seniors. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to the show. In our last segment, I spoke with Max Nauman, a volunteer from Stevensville. And in this last segment, I'm joined by our great friends from Midwest Family Broadcasting. We're talking about Rake a Difference, a day of action for seniors. And I'm excited to be on this side of the microphone, although a little intimidated. There's a lot of star power looking at me. But every other Tuesday, we sit down with these folks to talk about the work we do. And so now I get to flip the script a little bit. So what I like to do is I like our audience to get to know who I'm talking with. So I'm going to have you each introduce yourself and just a quick like, hey, how did I get to this radio station or where did you come from? Something fun about each of you, okay?
Well, I'm Johnny Reinhart and I've been working at the radio stations for about 12 years now and working on just about every station. But lately I've been doing the morning show on 98.3 The Coast, and I also do afternoons on 97.5 Y Country. So I stay pretty busy at Midwest Family Broadcasting doing all kinds of fun stuff.
Well, welcome, Johnny.
Man, he's old. I'm Matt Malone. I am the morning show host and AP of the radio station 97.5 Y Country. And I have actually come here. I'm a transplant from Midwest Wisconsin, where I was very supportive of United Way there as well, too. And it's just kind of translated and kind of stayed with me here.
Great.
I'm Brian Sorensen. I'm weekends on 97.5 Y Country, a part-timer as well. Do lots of things behind the scenes. I've been with the company almost 3 years now.
Great to have you here.
I am Stephanie Williams, and I do a multitude of things. Been with Midwest Family for about 4 years. Growing up here in Southwest Michigan, it's really nice for me to be able to get out and do things for seniors and people in need, and this is a great way for us to get involved. I previously did nights on the coast and now do nights on Rock 107.
So should you be sleeping right now?
I should always be sleeping, but, you know, a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
Wow. And actually, you need a girl on this team.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of boys over there.
Yes.
And it's probably a little bit hard to wrangle sometimes because, you know. But you're out here helping us on Rake a Difference Day, taking care of our seniors. What are you guys doing today? Who wants to tell me what you're doing today?
Well, basically, I'm supervising everybody else to a lot of hard. No.
It means he's doing nothing.
I'm doing nothing. I'm actually sitting in my truck. I'm like one of the construction leads. You know?
You do look warm.
I'm so warm. I'm toasty. I actually just had to put this coat on. I was wearing a tropical shirt. So basically, I'm taking care of like hand raking. We've got two leaf blowers out here, and Johnny is also doing some raking as well too. So Johnny and I are the manual laborers, and we have two of our team that are finding the smart way to do things. So working smarter, not harder.
So have you met the senior that lives in this house?
Yeah, we did get a chance to see her, and she was probably the happiest you could ever be to have us stop by here. And, you know, as soon as we pulled up, we just saw a ton of leaves, and she's got a lot of big old trees here. And, you know, us as adults and as a team, we look at that as, well, that's kind of a big challenge. But for somebody that's a senior citizen and they step outside of their door every single day and just see that, it's just like, how am I ever going to get rid of these leaves? So Rake a Difference is just an amazing thing because, you know, we think, oh, raking leaves, it's something just we do every single fall. But for them, it's something that it's insurmountable to trying to be able to get rid of their leaves every single year.
So you brought her a senior kit. Who gave it to her?
So we all kind of gave it to her as a group because I feel like it's important that if we're all going to be working in her yard, she knows who all of us are.
What was her response?
Oh, she was so grateful. And, you know, the thing is she had let us know right off the bat, too, that she was had a hard time seeing. So she was very, very upfront about that, too, which the fact that she was able to, you know, still have that same response, and it warmed our hearts. So really melted our hearts there.
Well, I cried in the last segment. Are you going to get me to cry in this one? Okay.
I can.
Well, no, not really. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way's 2666, and I'm taking you behind the scenes of Rake a Difference 2018, a day of action for seniors, and I'm speaking with our friends from the radio station. So why? I'm going to ask each of you, so be prepared, why this is so important to you, and I'm going to start over here.
It is important to me because my father is now starting to get up in age. He's 73, and he's a transplant now, living in Florida, laying by the pool probably as we speak. And, you know, I think about him on days like this, and I would hope that if he were in need in his area, that he would have a program like this that he could get involved with and that people would help him out as well.
Great.
This is important to me because, you know, I have a house too, so I know how the leaves pile up and doing it myself and everything. And for somebody that can't come out here and work on it, it can be a daunting task. And for me to be able to help somebody, you know, have a better time and look outside and say, oh, just a great, great experience. I love doing this.
That's awesome.
A couple different reasons. I'll just say the first thing is, you know, eventually I'm going to get older and I'm not going to be able to do this as well. So, you know, kind of a pay it forward and try to instill that opportunity for people to start, you know, start that trend. But also going back to when I was in Midwest Wisconsin, I used to have a next door neighbor who was elderly as well. And every time that we got just a lot of snow, super, super deep, I would go and I would shovel for her. And she was the sweetest woman in the whole world. And for me, I always, every time I help a different senior, I always think about her because she was somebody that was very special in my life. And she knit me, hand knit me like some pillows and stuff like that. And I still have them to this day because she's that special to me as that next door neighbor. So it's important to me for that reason.
You are going to make me cry. Stop it. Stop.
I was going to say, I'm gonna cry now. Thanks for that.
Well, you're the emotional one, aren't you?
I am,
and it's okay. And it's okay. So why is this important to you?
I think it's so important because, I mean, we have you guys. We're fortunate to have you guys at United Way, not only in our community, but coming through our door just about every week telling us about all of the amazing things you guys are doing and what impact you are making. And to be able to do that ourselves and to volunteer and be a part of this is just so fun because, you know, I think not only is it very, very important to be a part of your community and also volunteer for your community and put in some time, just a few hours, you know, once in a while to help your community, it makes a huge impact. And the great part about Rake a Difference is it's a visual impact. I mean, we walk in, we see these leaves, and then we come by and the yard is clear.
Also want to throw out there too, when we get brownies like this, like we just got, it's a great way to burn the calories off too. It's amazing. So
I know I got completely interrupted by this lovely lady here holding a plate of brownies. So you live in this house?
Yes.
And your first name?
Elsie.
And how long have you lived here?
About 50 years.
Wow, 50 years. So is this a really good thing for you to have these guys come out and do the leaves?
Oh, that is so great. I'm so thankful for that because I'm 95 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm legally blind. Have a son here, 69, that had a stroke. So neither one of us can do too much. And I appreciate this so much. So
Well, and we appreciate you. 95 young here, folks. Look at what you can do at 95. And look at she brings brownies. Yeah, yeah. Oh no, I'm good. Thank you. So, you know, the radio station is very giving to our community. I think Matt just had a second brownie.
I think he did.
Okay, just checking.
Again, I'm hand raking here, okay?
Okay. But the radio stations do so much for our community. We know that firsthand from United Way. But why is it so important? I know there's a culture there. Why is it so important to the radio stations to be a part of our communities?
It's just something that is in us, I think, as radio people. You know, no matter what community you are in, whether you're a transplant or whether you move into the community, it's just so incredibly important to make that connection and to let them know, you know, we're asking them to count on us and trust us for information and to come to us when they need important things. And if we don't deliver on that, what good are we?
Well, and the other thing, too, is that I know beyond the radio stations, you guys are always involved in stuff, whether it is associated with the radio or not. Anybody have just a last story of volunteering or something that has really impacted? And Matt, don't make me cry again. But anybody that has really been impacted by something that they've done since you've been living in this area?
Yeah, I'll just say, I think, you know, with what Johnny's done, Steph's helped us with us as well, and Brian even, in a sense, our Stuff a Truck campaign, which is actually coming up, which is a huge thing for us, is I personally have received food from food pantries before, so it's a personal tie for me and for all of us. It's a great way to give back to the community.
Well, I want to thank each and every one of you, Stephanie, Brian, Matt, Johnny. Thank you for coming out and taking care of our lovely new friend here. So, again, I want to thank the guys from the folks from the radio station, Midwest Family Broadcasting, for taking time out of their Rake a Difference experience to chat with me. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank all 723 volunteers who are raking a difference today. On behalf of United Way and the rest of the community, we appreciate your hard work. Just one last thing. How did I do? All right.
Are you looking for a job?
I am. I am. Yeah. United Way fights for the health, education, financial stability of every person in Southwest Michigan. Thanks for joining the fight.
The United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.